This is a quick review of Mishnah Brura Siman Resh Mem Vav, beginning Sif Dalet, and we'll do Sif Dalet and part of Sif Hey. So says the Mechaber, Yisrael Shehiskir Shvarim Le'inu Yehudi Lachrosh Behem Mechoresh Behem. So if you rent out, if a Jew rents out animals to a non-Jew to use for working the field, and he's using them, Yesh Matir Mim Kibel Alav Einu Yehudi Achrayis Misa Ugzeila Ugneva V'yukra V'zula. So one way that it could be mutter, besides what we've spoken about thus far, that it's not going to be an isser of shvisas behema, is if the non-Jew accepts upon himself everything, meaning he takes all the responsibility, if it's an ones, if it gets stolen, and even if it goes up or down in value, he's going to pay at the value that it was when it got, you know, when it died or when it got stolen. As Mishnah Brura Sif Katan Chaf explains, through this, it is as if he's mamish the owner. It's fully his on Shabbos, and it's not going to be considered belonging to the Jew, and therefore there's no iser shvisas behema. The Yesh Omrim, says the Mechaber, the Kevin de Inai She'in Ha'ino Yehudi Yachol Amachram Yirtze Nikreis Behemas Yisrael. But those there, those who argue that this is considered belonging to the Jew still, because the non-Jew is not allowed to sell it if he so chooses. And the Ramah just says, Ayin Lamata Simen Zeh, look towards the end of Simen Zeh, where Mishnah Brura points out in Chaf Aleph that the Ramah paskins like the Yesh Matirin. He too is Mekel, that it's considered belonging to the non-Jew. Sif Hey. In Yisrael, the Eino Yehudi, Shutfin Bebehema. So you have a partnership with a non-Jew, and you're both owners of this behema. Mutar lasos b'Eino Yehudi melacha b'Shabbos al yedei sheyasna b'Eino Yehudi b'tchila kishekano osa sheyitel Eino Yehudi b'Shabbos v'Yisrael b'yom chol. They can make an agreement at the time that they took ownership as partners that it will belong to the non-Jew on Shabbos, and it will belong to the Jew during the week on, you know, I guess at least one extra day, because it belongs to the non-Jew on Shabbos. But if it does, they don't make such a condition, usher. Then it's not just allowed to have that non-Jew work it on Shabbos, even though later on they make such an agreement, because and the Mishnah Brura Chaf Gimel points out that in the end they didn't make the deal when they bought it, and basically the non-Jew may be the owner on Shabbos. You know, he might be getting all the benefit. It's not an Esor Shvisas Behema per se, but it is Schar Shabbos Shelo B'Havla, because he's essentially paying the Jew for the right to work with the animal on Shabbos, and therefore the Jew is making money for the work of the animal on Shabbos. And even if they made the Tanai afterwards, this doesn't work. The Mishnah Brura on Chaf Dalet points out that the Beis Yosef does have a tzad to say that we are Mekel over here, but in the end, he wasn't willing to pass him that way. So going back to the Mechaber, let's say he completely lends it to the non-Jew. What does it mean, complete loan? He could even sell it if he wants without asking permission from the Jew. And the non-Jew would there just have to pay the value at the time of the sale, or the, you know, the value at the time where he lost the animal. Then it would be mutter. And that opinion is saying that if you lend it to him with full access, and the Mishnah Brura Chafei says he has to be able to actually sell it. It's not enough to just be, you know, have control over it over Shabbos. That would be considered that it belongs to the non-Jew, and therefore there's no shvisas behema. And then there's a more mekel daya which says that maybe even if the non-Jew can't actually sell it, so basically that he will consider it as if the Jew loaned the non-Jew money, and the apotiki, which means the item, apotehe koi, this is the collection item, this is the mashkon, that if you don't have the money to give it to me, I'm going to take back the animal. So there's a lien on the animal that the Jew has, but it's not his animal, it's just the animal that he has a lien on in case doesn't have the money, the cash to collect from the actual loan. And then also, or he says another possibility, oh, Yahar Hanem, which means some type of a mashko netzlo, ubavad shelo yomer lo me'achshav. It doesn't say that it's going to be mine me'achshav, meaning that it'll have belonged to the non-Jew all along, to the Jew all along, because then it will have been his over Shabbos. Another possibility is that the Jew can say to the non-Jew, I don't want you doing malacha with my animal on Shabbos. Right, and if you do it, then you're going to take full responsibility. They're going to sign on it, sign an agreement in a non-Jewish court. The Jew is renouncing his ownership on Shabbos, because this is considered a kinyan that the non-Jew took upon himself. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Chavtes just points out that even though the Yehudi doesn't have the right to sell it, still, because he took full responsibility, even for own sim, that's considered like it's his. And why do you have to sign on it in a court? If it's a legitimate agreement, it's legit. So he just says, as if cut and lamed, because that's persume milsa. We just want to make it public so that there's no chashad that it's the Jew's animal that's working on Shabbos.